This is the wrap on World Radio Switzerland. Time now for our segment called It's the Law, a look at legal issues in the country and what it means for you with our resident lawyer, Stephanie Fuld from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Alex.
And today we're discussing consumer rights.
Exactly.
And what exactly are consumers, first of all?
Well, first of all, you and me are consumers. And if you take the right definition, individuals who purchase, use, maintain, dispose of products and services, anybody who uses a final product bought or purchased on the open market is a consumer and is protected by law.
Okay, so talk a little bit about these protections. Since when and why are consumers protected?
Well, since when? In 1962, John F. Kennedy took into consideration for the first time that consumers were badly protected, but they were also the biggest economical group and the least heard and the less protected by law. So he had the idea to put in place laws which would enforce protection for these consumers because the professionals have very strong technical skills and have very strong financial means, and that was the idea, is to protect themselves against that. So the idea of Kennedy was to put a protection for the consumers before purchasing, so that they got information and complete information on what they were buying, while purchasing, so they got information about the quality of what they were buying, and then after purchasing, in case something went wrong, they were allowed to be protected. All that led to the implementation of several laws, which is now regulating security in transactions. People are informed about what they're going to buy and who they're buying it from. And in general, speaking, the consumers are now completely and fully aware and have got full knowledge of the rules that they are entitled to use.
Okay, now we were talking about John Kennedy and the role he took in it. He, of course, the 35th president of the United States. Does that apply to us in Switzerland, and in which areas? I guess, in which areas is protection offered to consumers? Is it everywhere?
Mostly everywhere. You have to know there's about 60 provisions which protect the consumers, but you usually find them in misbranding and adulteration of food and cosmetics. False advertising is prohibited, misleading advertising. There have been set standards on housing materials, always in the idea that the consumer can protect himself. And one of the areas which is ruled very strongly is the door-to-door sales prohibition, in a certain way, where when you are confronted to it, you must not to lose your energy because they're going to really push you into buying something you don't always want to have.
Okay. All right. Now, what about publicity and advertising? Because are there any limits to this? Because we know advertising, you can get a bit, it's all about how you use words, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Advertising is a bit tricky because, of course, the idea of the advertiser is to sell his
product.
His product, yes, exactly. And it's not always completely objective what he's saying. So the idea is that any advertising has got to be done correctly, and it's got to be not done critical to other products. The idea is that we have a clear information, no critical information on other products, no wrong information, no wrong comparisons must be made. You cannot say, well, I'm comparing this yogurt of 120 grams to one which is only 100 grams. The idea is really to give full information so that the advertising is clear. And the consumer must not be confused by what is said. If you advertise a product, for example, from Co-op, don't say Co-op and there's suddenly three O's in it. It's got to be made clear where it's coming from.
Okay, now, are there talk about some of the regulations that protect consumers.
Well, as I said, there were about 60 provisions which exist. One of them, which is usually seen by the consumers, is the ones where toxic products are sold. And you have these various logos which have to be on the bottles or on the packaging so that you know that there is a danger. That's a way of protecting the consumer. Then what they've done also is they've lightened the evidence obligations for the consumer. He has no obligation to bring evidence of the technical mistake which is done in a product. And the last one, which is very well known, is the ordinance on pricing. You need to know when you buy a product, what is the price, how much quantity you're going to get for it, and what you're getting exactly.
Okay, now perhaps maybe the most important part of this segment. If I have a problem with a product, or I feel as if my consumer rights have been violated in some way, what do I do? Who do I complain to? In Switzerland?
Well, in Switzerland, there's several ways you can tackle it. The first way is we've got the so-called SECO, which is the State Secretary for Economic Affairs, who is the entity in charge of these problematics. And they are actually there to hear the complaint and to search if someone or a company has done something wrong and take legal action against the company if they consider it is necessary. So that's one of the first ways of doing it. And they will do it on behalf of the Confederation. Now, if you want to do it as an individual, you can also do it and take a lawyer or go to a consumer protection agency who will have the same means to go against the violator of these protections. The risk is for the one who is violating the protection is a 100,000 Swiss franc fine or a 3-year imprisonment.
Oh, wow. So a prison. Okay.
So it is possible, but it's really bad cases. It's not the door-to-door sale situation.
But you said also SECO sort of goes after the company. But if I want some sort of retribution, if I want to do it on my own behalf, I can.
You can. Of course, you can go and do a civil claim in front of a court and ask for the damages you have been submitted to in case you bought something which has been wrongly advertised, for example. Typically, for the door-to-door sales problematic, you have 7 days to claim that you do not want to purchase the object.
Okay, all right. Stephanie Fold from the BCCC Attorneys at Law.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
That's this week's It's the Law. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to studio@worldradio.ch. And you can catch previous episodes or listen to this episode again at worldradio.ch. This is a wrap on World Radio Switzerland.